Signs went up at Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center in recent weeks telling workers they have the right to raise safety issues to their superiors without fear of retaliation. The 14-inch posters are a condition of a settlement between Ketchikan's hospital and Marion Weber. She's a traveling nurse who lost her job there after raising concerns that COVID-19 patients weren't being properly monitored and that a plan to place nurses in the room with patients for hours at a time would put staff at risk. The posters detail exactly what the hospital is doing to make up for the firing, paying Weber for the wages she would have earned if she'd finished her 17-week contract, reimbursing her travel expenses, and removing any reference to Weber's firing from personnel records. Notices are also showing up in nurses' email inboxes. Weber, who's now on assignment in Vermont, says her former colleagues have been reaching out.
My phone blew up with text messages from Peace Health Ketchikan, you know, medical center staff members that are I'm still in contact with, you know, that said, hey, I just got this notice in my email. Hey, thank you for, you know, staying the course and, you know, and fighting for this important issue.
A senior Peace Health executive at the center of the controversy left her job abruptly and relocated days after KRBD published Weber's account. In the settlement, the medical center will pay Marion Weber more than $60,000 in lost wages and travel expenses, though Weber says a large portion of that will be eaten up by attorney's fees. But still, she says the settlement sends a message.
I think there was kind of a mentality more on an administrative level that travel nurses there are expendable. And I think one thing this shows is that you cannot just dispose of a healthcare worker when they're voicing valid safety concerns, that you will, you know, be held responsible.
Weber says it's not the end of her fight with Ketchikan's hospital. She says federal workplace safety regulators are still investigating and she's considering further legal action.
I'll just say at this time that I'm investigating all avenues to hold a system accountable. You know, we're not talking about a one-off incident.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the medical center said that patient and caregiver safety was their top priority and that all caregivers have the ability to confidentially report concerns. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.